Go on.
For you, Chair?
Yeah.
Thank you, councillors. Obviously, quite a big discussion in terms of road and rail connections and the regional network of how it does manifest itself. And clearly, road investment has always gone to ports and airports, hence why the A14 for Felixstowe has been so substantial upgrade both in rail and in roads. And also the M11, of course, in Cambridgeshire and that part of Essex in terms of that upgrading. Certainly, as you've all alluded to, the sections between the area around Brentwood up northwards towards Ipswich, in different sections there are different schemes by Highways England. They include everything from traffic management, so better actual signage along there and journey time. I don't believe in too much of that, but the DFT and others do, so obviously that's going in. But also in terms of junction improvements, in relation to local plan growth, which is quite a high ask of Highways England when that comes to discussion. So it's always very important to get the Hatfield Peverills and the similar junctions sorted out when we're looking at local plans in those localities. Hence why it is important, I think, that tendering does have a voice, because it might be a long way away, but actually not when you're going on a journey down to IKEA or whatever you're doing. So that is important. But the proposal is to have the long wanted three lanes from the Junction 28 up and beyond Boreham on the A12, and obviously highway improvements to Colchester and upwards towards Ipswich. But they're all been down in different phases, they've all been consulted on in different phases. I'm not familiar whether this council has been that engaged in that process, but certainly in other areas I've worked for, we have had quite a big consultation process there, and so something we should be plugging into. And I think Chelmsford certainly has a number of projects that it would like to see, such as the North East Bypass, its strong support of the A120, including taking traffic off the Stansted routes through Broomfield and other areas. And so, again, I think they would welcome our support for those kind of projects, and clearly that would be beneficial. But you're right, they are long-term projects, and the tricky thing we've got at the moment is coordinating the A120 realignment from Marks Tay to wherever it might be to Stansted, and also what that affects on the individual junctions for the A12 around our area. And those discussions are taking place. We are hoping that Highways England will do consultation on that next year, with some preferred options coming out in 2021. So some schemes are a bit closer than others, but they are very costly, and it's very beneficial, I think, for a district of this size, because whilst we might be considered to be a rural district with no major settlements other than Clapton, we are a very strong and very big population base, one of the biggest population bases of any district in this country. And so actually we do have a lot of people that are travelling and in need of that. So we certainly do need to be at the table and expressing our voices.
Thanks for that. Tom, and then I'm going to put this to bed.
Yeah, sorry to kind of repeat myself. You kind of covered the transport quite well, but obviously question seven, which is what I was getting at earlier, about jobs being provided, I do think that we should be putting in some answer there, other than we've got no further comments to make, because I do think it's valid that tendering's not mentioned on this 3.12 section, as I mentioned, although London's got 23 incoming, so we clearly should be on there. I mean, they do quote a source of NOMIS saying it's the official labour market statistics for 2001, but the point is, I don't really care where the statistics are from. They're clearly missing out tendering, so they may be selective statistics. Yeah. And I think we should be passing comment. It's not like a big issue, but I think we should be saying, clearly, we believe there are a substantial number of people go to Chelmsford from tendering, seeking work. As we expand more, we expect that to increase, and we need that to be
practiced. I don't think as a committee we've disagreed on this particular report. If I restate the moving the recommendation on page 54, but if we add the words subject to incorporating the comments of the committee, which is a very broad brush statement, if members are happy to agree that, I don't think we've particularly disagreed fundamentally on the comments here around this report. If you're happy to agree that, okay, let's put it to the vote. All agreed? Well done. Brilliant. That's unanimous. Thank you. Thanks, members, for bearing with. You can join. Go on.
Which I messed up in the beginning on the minutes. Yolande Clark asked if we could invite someone from Crossrail. It may be an advantage if we could speak to somebody from Crossrail to see if we could work with them on transport. for this area, if we can link in. That's the only point I'm going to make, if we could look into that.
OK, I will take that up with officers, Joy, on behalf of the committee.
Chairman, can I very quickly come in? At the last local plan meeting, I did ask if we could recover the petition that was brought in by Wheely Parish Council. Again, it's not appeared. Can I ask again if that can be found? It was brought to full council. Full council sent it to this committee. It still hasn't arrived. I'm assuming it's taking one of those trains to Liverpool Street, perhaps. I don't know.
It's stuck on the A12 somewhere, more likely.
No.
I will... Hang on. Did you want to comment on that? Yeah, go on, you can do.
Thanks, Chair. The petition from Wheely was about location of development, wasn't it? And it seemed most appropriate to consider that alongside all of the other comments about location of development as part of the preferred options process. So we're not sort of trying to delay it or anything. We just want to treat it alongside all of those other comments and consultations that have happened.
Okay.
That's absolutely fine. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That answers one of them.
Thanks, Councillor. Right. I will close the meeting. I thank members of the committee for their forbearance. And I congratulate members of the public for sticking through it to the bitter end, those that did. Well done. Thank you, everyone. See you next time.